All right, we're back now with Swampscott High School football coach Bob Cirino. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, nice to have me. Nice to talk to you right now.
You know, Bob, there were two teams left standing going into the Thanksgiving Day game from the Northeastern Conference. And weirdly enough, there are two teams still left standing. So that was a hell of a game you guys had. I know you came out a little bit short. But on reflection, this is a game that your kids and the Marblehead kids are going to be talking about for years to come as adults.
Well, you know, you talk about the kids and you know, we had practices this weekend, getting ready for the Super Bowl for the short week, but there was a couple of past coaches,
yep,
players that played in the 70s and the 60s that came down and reached out, and they were at the game, and they said it reminded them of the old days, because the place, you couldn't fit another guy in the place, another person. There was kids, there was adults, there was grandparents, and that's what I guess happens when, you know, especially both teams are winning. The bottom line is, you know, both teams, we're going to play all their guys. You know, I put it up to my captains, and I talked to them, and the bottom line is every one of them said all in. We were going to the Super Bowl in 2019. It was the same thing. But both teams left every single thing they had on the field, and neither kid on either team had any regrets.
You know, Bob, you know, despite the schedule and the playoff format and all that other stuff, I was talking to Coach Blum a little while ago, and they played everybody too against Linfield. And, you know, you go back a few years ago, and somebody down South Shore or something or other, they sat down all our kids and they lost 60-0. And that's not the way the game is supposed to be played. And then Coach Blum was telling me also, this serves as a real preparation for facing you guys. So you didn't let down your guard. You guys had to play it to the limit, and it was another test for you, and it was a great game.
Oh, yes, and we got out of there healthy. So, you know, again, it is what it is. It's to each coach their own. The same thing in my eyes, you know, I'm vaccinated. To each their own on vaccination, not vaccination.
Yeah.
To each their own. It's their decision. I just, you know, we play the next game on the...
Uh-huh.
And everyone's saying, you know, is there any different preparation? Is there this, that? There's nothing. North Reading's the next game on our schedule. You know, that's what it is. And that's how we treat it. We don't treat it as any special game or anything else. We practice. We don't change our practices. We don't change our time. We do what we're supposed to do every week in, week out, and all the kids are all focused. You know, it just, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. That's a tough one, but.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
what are you going to say?
You know, Coach, it's great. The history, the culture, the legacy of Swampscott and Marblehead football. I just wish Mike Lynch were still on the air, because your game would still be probably being highlighted by High Five. But, coming up now, North Reading, another North Shore school, playing very well. They play well on both sides. You guys have similar statistics. And, of course, everybody knows the weapons that you have on offense. So how do you see this game coming up, Coach?
I think they're a mirror image of each other. I think they have a really good team. We played in a really, really tough conference this year in the Northeast and North. Northeast Conference, the North section. You know, we played a lot of tough games. But getting back to Mike Lynch, it was funny. I asked him, you know, he asked me for a visor one day, and I said, absolutely, as long as you change our Michigan wing helmet in your segment to our new helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the first I heard about it, that they cut him off, you know, they cut that special off. And, you know, I talked to a bunch of people, and that's what we all look forward to.
Amen.
We look forward to it.
Yep.
And he said, you know, he texted me back, and he said, you know something, it's not about that right now. It's about you and Swampscott Big Blue. He supported us all year. He's been in and out of games all year. He talked to one of our guys after every game. He made time for him, and, you know, I seen him at Ronnie Cochran's wake the last time also. And, you know, to see all those guys at Ronnie Cochran's wake was, you know, I don't want dreams to freaking die with people, you know.
Yeah.
You want to hear those stories from the legends and who built that house at Swampscott Football, you know.
And, yep.
And I got a chance to do that with Mike Lynch's father, Ronnie Cochran, and Frank DeFelice. And you know something, I'm very lucky to get those stories from them.
For a little town, those are big names, and you know it, Bob. It just keeps going on, and you guys, you've maintained that, which is awesome. Some of the names you're talking about here in high school now are going to be mentioned down the road, too. But if I could ask you, Coach, before we wrap this thing up, what's the one thing you're most pleased about with your guys this year?
How we rebounded off a non-season last year. We got to play in the winter, and then it got suspended for three weeks in the middle of the season. Then we had to come back and play the last two games after everyone was playing seven or eight games. And our kids worked the entire winter all for this season. And you know something, you wish that you have 17 kids, 18 kids, 19 kids that will really buy in. And you can have a chance for a championship team, but, you know, all from our freshmen to our seniors, all buy in. And it was very pleased to see. And, you know, we look at their report cards, and we have over 20 kids that are in high honors.
Wow.
And nobody was ineligible this year. Everyone was eligible.
Well, it's Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at Gillette, and I'm guessing there are going to be a whole bunch of buses going down from Swampscott.
Yep. That's what I hear.
All right.
I'm proud of that, but that's what I hear, and you know something? There's a lot of alumni that are reaching out, and, you know, it's a very, very, very cool feeling that, you know, we're making them proud.
Well, and I also think when you think about it, Coach, the two towns next to each other was such a tremendous high school history, in all sports, not just football. But the two towns, which are not exactly metropolises, could bring home a state championship from the same league. That's just amazing.
Well, that's what we're both hoping for each other. I talked to Coach Redloff afterwards. We're both rooting for each other. After the game was played, you seen pitchers in the field when they were shaking hands. Marblehead and Swampscott kids, after the whistle blew, hugging each other.
Good.
They all sold everything out. You know something? The stuff that happens in the stands from, you know, people that are just freaking nonsense, don't get it or never been in the huddle. Then don't get it. These kids, they fight in a war. We played 11 minutes, 44 minutes. You could see in the pictures, on the newspapers and everything else, hugging each other, consoling each other, and you know something, I'm rooting friggin' for Marblehead to bring a state championship home, and they are as well.
Amen to that. Bob, I hope to talk to you next week. Have fun, good luck, and be well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
See you later.
Yep, that's Bob Serino, who is the Swampscott High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.